Welcome to London, not only the nation's capital, but one of the world's premier clubbing destinations. Much of Britain's dance and rave scene, including its iconic clubs and the very first superstar DJs, can be traced back to the area around King's Cross. To see where it all started, we have to go back to the late 1980s, when the warehouses behind London's King's Cross station, which had been hubs of activity during the glory days of steam trains, lay abandoned and run down. At this time, legislation around raves was changing, with the large-scale parties fueled by electronic dance music, which tended to go on into the early hours and beyond, being pushed away from open-air venues towards indoor locations. So there was a growing appetite for large underground spaces that could host these huge events, and the former Coldrops Yard area of King's Cross fitted the bill perfectly. Prior to the regeneration of Coldrops Yard, one of the former warehouses was home to Bagley's. I can hear your nostalgic feels as I say that. A photography studio that photographer Tony Askew was reportedly renting for £3 a week. As Tony was struggling to make ends meet, in 1989, his son asked him if he could put on a party at the studio. He agreed, and then 2,000 ravers streamed through the door, each handing over a handsome £20 a head. And that was that. The studio was swiftly converted into a nightclub, with Tony as manager. Bagley's went on to become London's biggest nightclub in the early 1990s and the centre of the capital's rave music scene. It gradually expanded to host five-room dance spectaculars like the Mud Club, Freedom, Pushka and World Dance, with a capacity of 2,500 revelers. Within its walls, punters could lose themselves in the music and dance like no one was watching, sharing a euphoric, transcendent and some say almost religious experience. When it finally closed on New Year's Day 2008, Bagley's had played host to almost 20 years of nightlife, with millions of clubbers having poured through its doors. Today, where Bagley's once stood, you'll find the regenerated Coldrops Yard, a brilliant destination, just a five-minute walk from King's Cross Station. For families looking to cool off kids in the splash fountains, fashion seekers looking to buy their next piece from a multitude of small boutiques, or friends wanting to get together over a drink, the structure of the warehouses also remains the same, so ravers could still retrace their steps to some of the most iconic nights in dance music. Just opposite Bagley's, another nightclub opened in 1993, The Cross. Started by brothers Billy and Keith Riley, was originally opened as a pre-club drinks bar next to Bagley's, but the local council ended up granting the Riley brothers a full club licence, so they started hosting nights of their own. The club saw many famous DJs become residents, including Danny Rampling, Nigel Dawson, Norman Jay and Judge Jules himself. Closing on the same day as Bagley's in 2008, The Cross actually reopened as a pub in 2022, close to the site of the original club. The Riley brothers didn't just open The Cross. In 1999, Keith Riley opened Fabric Nightclub in Farringdon, around a 30-minute walk from King's Cross Station, or just one stop using City Thames Link. Occupying the former site of the Metropolitan Cold Stores, a meat storage cellar, Fabric's cavernous underground space could hold up to 1,600 revelers and quickly earned itself a reputation for shuddering bass and hedonism. The club has garnered a reputation as one of the world's premier night spots, with DJ Magazine anointing it the world's best nightclub in both 2007 and 2008. So whether you're raving at Elephant and Castle's Ministry of Sound, Hackney's Colour Factory or Vauxhall's Fire, just remember, it all started here, in the former industrial wastelands around King's Cross. But if raving isn't your cup of tea, another stalwart of the London King's Cross and St Pancras music scene comes in a somewhat different form, and that's the twin upright black pianos on the station concourse itself. One was originally donated by Sir Elton John and has since been played by thousands of people passing through the station, including some famous names. Jules Holland, Tom O'Dell, Alicia Keys and Rod Stewart have all made surprise performances on the St Pancras piano. And I'd highly recommend keeping an ear out for it as you make your way through the concourse, because you never know what piece of music you'll hear or who will be playing it.